Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carla B, and you are listening to the E-Buzz. Hey, everyone. Welcome, everyone. Tonight we have a whole bunch to discuss from EOTM News, Celebrity Buzz, What's Hot in Music, and more. First up, though, We definitely have the pleasure to have one of the hottest rock bands in Los Angeles on deck with me tonight. This rock group is called Abuse Romance, but before we bring them on, we will highlight for the very first time right here on EOTM Radio the very first single off their debut EP called Vaporize. So we want you guys to check it out. Make sure you leave a comment on our piece. Let us know what you think of this hot, hot track called Vaporize. Check it out right now.
how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed.
Before Bruno Mars, we played our featured guest of the night, Abused Romance. It was Vaporized, and we'll play that later on again in the segment. But right now, y'all, I definitely want to welcome you all back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B, and I am just so happy because I have like it's like a foursome going on tonight. You know, a nice foursome because I have all these nice, fine artists with me from the group Abused Romance, and at this time I definitely want to pay homage to the group. Welcome to the group. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Awesome.
That's what's up.
It's a five song. What are you talking about? Like, are you not it?
You're in.
Yeah.
Probably,
I'm like,
yeah.
I forgot about me. What's up with that? That's crazy. But I am
telling you right now, I'm definitely not into getting it on with these three dudes around me. Like, that's
what?
Not,
that's a lie. No, dude, that's
what's
not true.
I hope not. Guys, welcome to the show. Considering we're not visual, let's break this down for our listeners. There are four of you, so let's go down the list and do the introductions. One at a time. Go ahead. I don't care who starts first.
Okay, I'll start. My name is Etam, and I'm the bass player.
And my name is Mayer. I'm the singer, and I play guitar.
My name is Roy, and I'm the drummer, actually.
He wasn't sure.
I think I'm the drummer.
We were doing air drums for him in the air, so he can remember. Like, hey,
I got a little confused with the foursome.
Yeah, so excited. And my name is Amos, and I play guitar.
All right, that's what's up. So, guys, welcome to EOTM Radio. This is your first time talking to me. I'm Carla B. Nice to have you guys aboard.
Well, we're very happy to be on board.
Yeah, okay. So at the top of the show, I don't know if you guys are able to catch that because I know you guys were trying to call in via Skype. But at the top of the show, we did play Abused Romance. We're going to play that track again at the latter part of the show. But go ahead. I want to know, you know, me, number one, I know the listeners want to know as well. But give us a little bit of information in regards to that track, Vaporize. That is so tight. That's the first single on the EP. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Vaporize came out of... It's actually about someone's relationship here in the band. Somebody in the band here. Somebody, one out of four here, had a relationship that, let's say, the other three members of the band weren't very happy about. That's what it is. We kind of wanted him to, move on. So bad that we wrote a song about it. So Vaporize is a song about the passionate and the positive moment about breaking up with somebody and basically vaporizing them from your life. So it's the moment that you're telling somebody, hey, you know what? I don't want to see you anymore. You're vaporized as far as I'm concerned. And to see that, you know, the pain in their face and the satisfaction that you get from it on a positive note. That's what the song is about.
That's retarded. That's retarded crazy, but I'm really I'm really digging it. I really am. And my instant messenger is blowing up right now, guys. So I want to give – I'm not going to play the whole track because we don't have that much time with you guys. But I want to play a little bit more, a little bit of Abused Romance for the people that are just listening now, considering you guys gave us just a brief, you know, overview in regards to it. So hold tight. I'm going to play a really quick snippet of it.
Go for it.
Okay, so that was a little bit of a snippet for Vaporize. I have.
Excuse me, I know it's a little bit more than half of the song, so.
I know. I just couldn't stop it, but of course that was Vaporize.
That's what we said. It's long, you know. We were like, ah, that's a little while that she's playing. We're like, probably she can't stop it.
She probably got vaporized in the studio.
Oh my God! But yeah, definitely. I feel so bad for that girlfriend. Because it's like, oh, my God, and if she knows it's about her, that's really crazy. But anyway, enough of that. Before we get into anything else, I want to talk a little bit about touring because I know you guys are just blowing up. You're doing the darn thing, and people want to know when they can see you guys live. So tell us, what are your tour plans for 2011 and beyond?
You know what? I'm gonna give you something really good right now. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you something really interesting. We just got off of a couple of tours. One was with Nonpoint and Egypt Central. And then we went on tour in the whole country with Trapped. And since October, we just got back. And we were supposed to go on tour in the next couple of weeks. But actually, maybe 6-7 hours ago, we just closed a really, really cool idea that we had. Because we have so many people that want to see us in all kinds of places in the country and overseas, and we wanted to find a cool way to reach everybody and, you know, touch everybody. And so anyways, I'm sure you're familiar with and the listeners are familiar with the Vipe Room on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah.
It's a legendary rock and roll place. And we just talked to them today, and we're going to set up something very cool for all the fans and the listeners on the planet, and what we're going to do is we're going to start live streaming shows.
Oh my God.
Every Sunday from the Vipe Room every week, and that's going to be featured on our website and also on Stickam, and then it's going to be on television as well.
Wow.
So that's going to be very, very cool, yes, and Abuse Roman is going to be performing at the show. I'm going to actually host it, and I'm going to bring up-and-coming artists, big artists, that are playing, you know, rock, blues, rock and roll, heavy, and we're going to bring them in, we're going to interview them, and they're going to perform in the Vipe Room as well with us, and we're going to do that every week, and it's going to be a sick show.
It sounds like it's going to be sick. Yeah, definitely you make sure you stay connected with us so we can go ahead and push that out, and then also come out and support. That's what's up. You guys are doing so many great things. I know that, and we're getting so many different questions that are being filtered through our instant messengers, but tell us, how long have you guys been in the industry?
We've been around for approximately 4 years now, as this lineup, am I correct? Right?
Yeah,
yeah, about 4 years. The guys have been writing the music before we met. We had Mayor and Amit had some tunes. Recorded, and you know, the audition for a drummer and a bass player, and basically me and Atom got some demos, and that attracted us, you know, as musicians, and we came down to an audition, and from there on, it's just it's been
with magic,
you know. So it's basically kept on going since then.
Right.
And,
yeah.
4 years after in L.A. You know,
here we are.
Our second
here
tour.
You are. Yes.
We're pretty excited about the residency in the Vipe Room.
That's what's up. That's definitely, yeah, something exciting and something to be excited about. Definitely the first quarter of 2011, and there's just so many great things with you guys. Tell us this, you know, when it comes to rock, who are some of you guys' greatest influences?
Well, we actually have, like, a very, very wide taste in music. We go from anything from, like, reggae to, like, electronic music and heavier stuff, rock. So I would definitely say stuff like Pantera and Metallica were big influences on us, like, just to name a few. I don't know. One more, guys.
Under Oath,
definitely.
Incubus.
Yes, I love them.
Deftones.
A little bit of Muse also.
Yep, you know, it's for us, you know, when we write, we take a lot of music in. Whatever is good for us is good. Like if it's Katy Perry or if it's Sepultura, we're in. So we just let it go, and when we write, whatever sounds good, whatever, you know, whatever is real and deep and strong and powerful, we'll go for it. If it's a ballad, we'll do it. If it's a section that sounds a little more funky, we'll do it. If we want to go heavy and ga-dun,
right,
like we'll just take it down, you know. So for us, it's you know, a song is a form of communication, you know, with people and emotions and feelings. So for us, if we feel it, we believe that the listener, you know, and the people will feel it, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to, you know, make people feel things. So.
Right. Yeah. And I'll tell you this. You've definitely, you know, piqued my interest, especially when it comes to the. Your name of your group, Abused Romance. So you guys have been through the ringer a couple of times, it seems.
Yes, everybody. Yes.
And you can sing about it and be happy about it. And, you know, what I say when it comes to relationships, as long as you can take something away from it, positive, and learn from it, that's always such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, for sure. We write about life, you know what I mean? So if it's a romantic situation, if it's just fun, if it's just partying, if it's about, you know, deep stuff, we'll just write about it. You know, we just take, you know, take it in and put it out in music. That's pretty much.
Right. That's awesome. What's up. That's a beautiful thing. So tell us this, guys. Let us know. Let your global listeners, your fans, know ways to be able to communicate with you. They've heard that first track. They've heard the first track on your EP, which was Vaporize. If they want to purchase that, where would they be able to do that? And if they want to connect with you guys via social media, please share.
For sure. If they want to communicate with us, our number is 323.
Oh, my God.
We're giving it up. We're on Facebook. We're very proud to be doing the Facebook ourselves. So we're actually talking to the people in the band. You get the real honest answers. You can find us on facebook.com/abusedromance. Same thing on MySpace. On YouTube, you can Twitter. Yeah, Twitter, same thing. On YouTube, you can see performances. You can see the video. You can hear more songs. And also abusedromance.com. And on Stickham, we do the show, the Viper Room show. You can, you know, watch us live, you know, watch us talk, watch us hang out with musicians in Los Angeles. And to get the EP on iTunes, it's the Sound of Violence EP. It's actually five songs out of our debut album, which is gonna come out in the next few months. So five songs out of it. It's fantastico. And,
it really is.
And look at it, I think it is. I hope everybody will agree with me. And actually, right now it's on the main page of iTunes on the rock section. So if you go to iTunes, you click on rock, and we're gonna be right there waiting for you.
That's what's up. Okay, now you said you're gonna be right there waiting for us on the first page of iTunes, and you know you're gonna really get some people that's gonna be going to iTunes right now. I know I picked
on the rock
up my
section. On the rock section, yes.
Yeah, I actually picked up. I actually downloaded my very own copy of Vaporize today, but that was just that first single on the EP,
well,
and I'll
you.
Definitely go back to, no problem, iTunes. This is a great track, and we will be definitely rotating it on our station. I want, before you guys go, I want you to, and this is something that I ask all of the different artists that come aboard, because we get a lot of, especially like indie artists, individuals that are looking to break into the industry. And you know this industry, if you've been in it, you know it's kind of, it's hard. So how do you guys stay focused and grounded, especially being in Los Angeles?
Well, the thing that's good about Los Angeles is that you get exposed to a very large amount of people in the industry that can help. And if the talent is here, then you know things can be done. You know, on the other side, you know, this is a very competitive city, and there are a lot of bands and artists that want to come in and, you know, and take it down like us. And then it's a matter of competition, and we like the competition because it makes us better, it makes us, you know, makes us sharper, and we learn from, you know, other bands in, around. For us, you know, the big break came in with Vaporize when it broke the top 50, got to number 47 in rock and roll radio in America.
Wow.
So once that happened, It really, you know, opened the doors for us. But you know, in general, it's really about the, it's about the music. You know, if the music is good enough for people to like, then you get the shots. For us, you know, we really love our music and we love our fans and we love our art and we just put it out there. And, you know, we just you know, pray to God that people will feel the same as we do about it. Our next single is Overcome, and that one was is something that we really are expecting to, and I'm very excited to see what happens with that one. It's gonna be coming out to radio across the country on March 15th. So our fingers are so crossed that they're kind of broken.
Oh my God! And that's not a good look for you guys. With broken fingers, that's just not a good look.
It's all right. You know, like we you know, Roy is not a big deal because he has the fingers to hold, you know, hold the stick. But the rest of us, you know, it's not a problem because anyway, we play the playbacks. We don't really perform.
That's what's
that. I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great comeback right there. Great comeback. I want to say to you guys, you know, it's definitely been a pleasure. I will make sure that if it's not me, somebody from EOTM will definitely be at the Viper Room checking you guys out. You guys are doing so many great things, and I see only just success. So I want to put out there to our listeners right now, definitely you can – social media is such a big thing. And before I close out, I want to ask you guys a really good question in regards to social media, and considering we do get a lot of people that are trying to break into the industry, what kind of advice would you be – I mean, how is social media impacting abused romance?
Social media is a very big part today because you know how big it is, and Facebook and Twitter, like having so many people connected to it. It's, as a band today, you have to be connected to your fans through the social media. You have to be, like, what I would suggest to bands that are, you know, just getting started and working the way through the industry is, be in full touch with your fans. Always talk to your fans, you know, always, like, get in conversations with them, message them. Like, really just have a genuine connection with with the people that listen to your music, and, you know, and take the time to go on your Facebook and write, hey, guys, good music, you know. So
Right. Definitely
make the effort and connect back with them, you know, and let them know how much you appreciate their love. And, you know, go out there and connect with the fans. That's, like, the biggest thing I would say.
Yeah, and great advice. Definitely great advice, you guys. And, again, I want to thank you for giving us a portion of your evening. I know you guys are busy with your tours and just making all this great music for the global audience. That's a beautiful thing. So thanks so much, you guys. To the listeners, I'll let you guys know. Oh,
thank
no problem. Yes,
take
anytime.
Care. Take care.
Oh, you too.
Much
you too.
Love to the fans, too.
Yeah, and I want to let the fans know, definitely, if you're on Facebook or even Twitter, make sure you add Abuse Romance and you check out Vaporize and the entire EP that's now available on iTunes. Thank you, y'all. Hold tight. We have
thank
a whole
you,
nother
Sarah.
Half.
Thank you.
Oh,
bye.
Thank you, guys. Okay, we're going to go ahead and end their part with, and we're going to play their track in full, Abuse Romance. This is Vaporize, y'all. And again, definitely to the fellas, all four of you guys, keep up the great work, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks, Carla.
That's what's up. Bye.
Bieber.